Well, during these final few weeks of the year, we're looking back at the year, talking to some of our Council of State members. We started this series last Friday morning with Secretary of State Elaine Marshall, and this morning we're delighted to welcome in Commissioner of Agriculture Steve Troxler. Commissioner, thank you so much for joining us.
Tony, I really appreciate this opportunity. I love to talk about our number one industry in North Carolina, which is agriculture, and things haven't been going so well.
I was going to ask you, Commissioner, as you look back over the course of the year, what kind of grade would you give the year for North Carolina agriculture in terms of the state of the overall industry?
Probably a C minus to a D. We came out of 24 with the terrible disaster that we had in North Carolina with Helene, droughts, and got into 25 with some optimism, but low commodity prices, high production costs, and instability in the markets has shot another year, and farmers are beginning nationwide to feel the hurt, and it's time for our federal government to step up and do a farm bill. It's been 7 years since we've had a farm bill. And this is the roadmap that kind of sets the course for agriculture. So we're kind of shooting in the dark right now.
And does it make it even more difficult to get one next year with the fact that it's an election year?
Well, you know, it could. The pendulum can swing either way. I think President Trump is and USDA are fixing to put out some more disaster money. I think it's going to be about $11 billion, and that would be helpful. There's no question about it, but our problem would go much deeper than just a payment in the mailbox, and we're not going to be able to survive if we don't have good ag policy, open markets to our products around the world, and doing something about these production costs, including the price of agricultural labor.
And you've got the labor costs going up, but we've got inflation in general, so I'm sure that affects the agricultural industry so much, everything from seed to fertilizer.
It does, and, you know, you think about it, farmers are consumers just like everybody else, and when they can't make money, it ripples through the economy. They can't buy tractors, they can't buy trucks or cars. So when you take a portion of the economy that's $111 billion and it's not doing well, it does affect everybody, and it affects the ability for us to produce the food that we need to feed ourselves as a country.
You know, Commissioner, when I first started filling in on some of the farm programs for Johnny Hood many, many years ago, agriculture in North Carolina, the number one portion of it was tobacco, and that has evolved so much over the years.
It has. Tobacco started a slide basically in the, I would say, the 90s, and we diversified. We are now one of the largest producers of pork and poultry, sweet potatoes, Christmas trees. So that diversification is strength. But, you know, when you have weather disasters on top of economic disasters, it makes it awfully tough. And as a farmer, I went through the early 80s when we experienced high interest costs and instability in markets. And we lost a lot of farmers in the early 80s. And I certainly hope that we turn this thing around. But if we don't act pretty quickly, I'm afraid that's the way we're headed.
And this is not just in North Carolina. This is a national problem, too.
It absolutely is. As I read national news and see quotes from farmers, and even now in Washington, you know, people are beginning in Congress to wake up and say, you know, it's time to act. We've got to do something, but talk won't get it. We've got to have action. Just like the farm bill, no farm bill, and we have hopefully gotten some things done with labor costs on the farm. You think about bringing in labor to work on farms and the cost, that in itself is a killer. So we hopefully we've got that calmed down some, but there's so many different facets that they have got to come together to make us successful.
And, Commissioner, just briefly, that Farm Bridge Assistance Program that USDA was announcing last week, do we have any idea how many North Carolina farmers will be eligible for that?
I think most of our farmers will be eligible in one way or the other. We don't yet know how much it will be. There are rumors out there that it would be about $50 an acre, which, you know, it helps. But when you look at potential losses, it comes nowhere close to fulfilling what they need to get forward. But the one thing that I am proud of is North Carolina, I think, is the only state in the nation that stepped up with a state disaster program after 2024. And I think our farmers are, because of that, are more well-positioned to ride this thing out than farmers in other parts of the country.
Well, Commissioner, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We will look forward to talking to you next year and hope you have a great Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, I do thank you, and I do want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And don't forget, there's still time to get a real live North Carolina Christmas tree and help the Christmas tree farmers that were so adversely affected by Helene.
That's right. That was just a year ago, and it's remarkable that they're able to put out these great Christmas trees now. Commissioner, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl. Anytime.